Starting with Malachi 3, as we continue our theme for this week of prayer, how can we bring down the Lord? Thinking of his blessing upon the individual and also the church, how can we bring down the Lord, as in the Holy Ghost falling upon us, as in times of revival and personal revival too. We understand, of course, that God is sovereign, and yet this language is bold and biblical language of calling upon the name of the Lord and bringing him down, full of reverence and respect to the sovereignty of God, understanding he is God, and yet we have this God-given privilege to call upon his name and to, as if it were, to tug on the robe and asking God to come down. Well, the five messages, on Monday we had obedience and the word of God has been ways of bringing God down. Obedience, a very important matter, and many promises with obedience in the scriptures. This evening, giving and thanksgiving will be our theme, and then God willing, on Wednesday, repentance and brokenness, Thursday, faith and prayer, and Friday, unity and standing for the truth. Let me first of all then, with giving and thanksgiving in mind, just read to you some scriptures. If you can bear with me and go to different parts of the Bible, all well and good. Malachi 3 verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And then 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, but God loveth a cheerful giver. And then in Acts chapter 20 and verse 35, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And then from giving to the theme of thanksgiving, just to lay down some verses first of all in Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7, be careful or be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then just choosing some verses out of the passage to do with the lepers, the 10 lepers, Luke 17 verses 15 and 16. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And then just these verses then in Psalm 69 verse 30 and 31. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. So two thoughts, giving and thanksgiving. You could say they are close relatives. The one comes from the lips and the other from the purse or the pocket, but both are from the heart. When we thank God, it comes from the heart. When we give from our resources, it is also from the heart, or should be. But giving, first of all, Scripture says so much about giving. It is really surprising when you begin to look into it, much more than perhaps you might have imagined. Sometimes we gloss over these things, and it is really quite remarkable how much there is about giving in the Scriptures. Perhaps as evangelical people, we've reacted against the social gospel and the fear of losing the gospel, losing our evangelicalism. But then there's a need to be biblical in our balance and to preach the gospel and also to help the poor. And our Saviour, of course, was the great example in that. But certainly giving to the poor, there's much in the scripture about giving to the poor and needy, and also to the Lord's work. The Lord's work. This is a very special area of giving. If you look at the scriptures, think of the Old Testament when the people gave liberally to the building of the temple, and think of the work with the tabernacle and so on. It was an indication of good heart and of blessing as well. It's an indication of blessing. It also leads to blessing as well, as I shall show in a minute. But let me just say, first of all, you know, just some principles about giving. We have to give when we are able to. We have resources, and we must give according to our resources, not below our ability. You think of the widow's mite, all the way to Selina, the Countess of Huntingdon. There are two great examples of giving. The widow's mite, she gave probably more than Selina, truth be told, but Selina gave wonderfully to the cause of the gospel too. Paul speaks of a heart spiritually moved. Proverbs 19, verse 17, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Proverbs 3, verse 27, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. So many verses like that are very challenging. And of course we find our hearts may be dragging their heels, if you can use such an expression. We can be very slow, because the pocket and the purse is quite a good indication of the heart, the truth be told. Certainly, we must give from the heart, not grudgingly or even dutifully, but cheerfully. Not by discipline, although discipline is fine in as far as it goes, but cheerfully, and particularly from a spiritual heart. What great potential there is when hearts are moved to give, and even willing to be poorer for the sake of the work of the Lord. A heart for people, and a heart for the Lord's work. Very exciting area, this, the area of giving. I know there's much abuse of it, you know, in American evangelicalism and so on, and much fun is made of it. We don't identify with that. Hypocrisy and so on, and foolishness. But the real thing, where God's people, and very often poor people, give of what they have for the Lord's work. Mm-hmm. The Lord sees it and blesses it. After all, when you think about it, we have received free grace from the Lord. We have received the blood of Christ to wash away our sins, and his coat, you could say, his righteousness. A robe of righteousness. We've received the glories of heaven and the friendship of the Son and the Father and the Spirit, and freely. And not only that, more than freely, we deserve none of it. We are debtors to mercy alone, as the hymn says. We have received from the Lord wonderfully. And so we should be like God, and we should also show gratitude. You know, I think sometimes if somebody helps you in a situation, gives you financial help perhaps, you might be prone to pay them back. Well, a better way is to help somebody else, and that's a good policy, to take from the example shown to you to show to others, but particularly to the Lord's work, to the poor and to the Lord's work. There are verses, aren't there, in scriptures about having very comfortable houses and the Lord's house, not been built and been in poverty. So, you know, it does speak of our hearts. It's a very spiritual matter, giving. And we are debtors to mercy alone. But this is the point to see, that the giving of the Lord will be so much greater when he returns to us what we have given to him. It might not be necessarily in the same currency, although he's never our debtor. And we find we shall be well cared for by the Lord, materially and financially. But he might pay in a greater and more wonderful currency. You know, as it is in some countries, sometimes you go to some country, and even though they have their own currency, they prefer US dollars because of the stability of the US dollar, and so on, or that it was like that in years gone by. And so the currency of the Lord's giving is so much better. He will bless your soul. This verse in Malachi speaks of a wonderful repayment. You see the verse there? Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven. I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, and there shall not be room enough to receive it. Well, that is a great, great promise. Opening the windows of heaven, pouring out blessing. What a picture it is. The windows opening in heaven, blessing being poured out, and too much for us to contain. That's how the Lord gives. Not only in the gospel, but also in revival blessings and blessings of our heart, that our hearts might overflow. And we see, don't we, in scriptures, other expressions about our hearts overflowing, our cup overfloweth, joy unspeakable and full of glory. That speaks of, I think, the glory they have in heaven. The heavenly glory is experienced by those upon earth, full of glory, full of that heavenly glory, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now, these are unspeakable gifts, aren't they, of the Lord to us. And then very briefly with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving also brings down the Lord, as giving does. Giving brings down the Lord. Thanksgiving too. Thanksgiving, I think, is best experienced through, or expressed rather, through obedience. If you want to thank the Lord, obey him. But also on our lips as well. Sometimes we can be careless. By our obedience, but yes, part of that is with our lips also, to express it. The Lord loves us speaking to him, not just in obeying him, because if we truly obey him from the heart, we will also speak it. I'm quoting my father quite a bit this week. He said to me a few times, the Lord loves to be thanked, and to thank him. And if he is the giver of blessing, what potential there is in thanking him. He loves to be thanked. A Welsh hymn says, Dim ond diolch yw fy lle, only thanking is my place, is my part. And of course, thanking is linked with praising and glorifying. And this really takes us up to God, doesn't it? It makes us look to him. What does thanking do? Thanking lifts your heart to begin with, the memory of blessings, the sealing of them in your mind. You thank him. How easy it is to forget. You thank him. You make a marker in your mind. But also you look to him. And as you look to him, you draw near to him. And if you draw near to him, he will draw near to you. Thanking is a key ingredient of praying. It's a part of praying which leads to glorifying. And it's good to come with our petitions and with repentance. And in many other things we shall consider, but thanking is something which is just very, very good and takes us to God, and we trust that God will come to us. Well, just some very brief thoughts. Thanking is our part. And then that wonderful promise to giving. With all these things I'm going to mention this week, none of them are easy. They all are the way to bring God down. If you ask the question, why has he not come? Then your answers are in these things we are considering this week. We do not obey him enough. We are too worldly. We do not give to the cause of the gospel or to the poor. We don't thank him. We don't repent of our wicked ways. We're not broken. We don't believe. We don't pray. And there is little unity and even little standing for the truth. All these things God loves. If we want him to come down, then those are the things we must do. And then he will come, I promise you. I give you my word based on the scripture and the promises of the scripture. He will come down if we seriously take these matters. Well, let us sing.